This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Chris Sims, Pro Football Talk Live co-host, NBC Football Night in America analyst. What's Frank Reich saying or not saying?
I think he's still toting the line of like, we're not sure what we're going to do here yet, right? That's the great thing, I think, what Carolina did here, Dan. I mean, they were kind of in no man's land as far as the number nine pick of the draft, right? You're in danger of, wait, we might not get one of the top guys. So they make a move here. Nobody is fully confident in their draft board as it stands right now in the middle of March. Teams just ended free agency. So what they did and the premium they paid to get to number one is now to go, wait, we got the pick of the litter and we can evaluate this. And so he's just trying to make sure guys like you and me can't glean anything to where they're leaning or anything like that right now. And I'm sure they don't 100% know exactly what they're going to do as of right now.
Okay. You're Carolina's GM.
Yeah.
You're taking who number one overall?
I'm taking CJ Stroud. I'm a big CJ Stroud fan. I think he's kind of in a class by himself.
Okay. Walk me through the evaluation, sure, because you said this isn't close. CJ Stroud is the best quarterback going into the draft.
Right. CJ Stroud. I mean, one, hey, listen, the size thing, and you know, compared to my number two quarterback and Bryce Young, that's a real issue. It's concerning, one, for Bryce Young. Two, size is a strength. It's a skill, right? We talk about this a lot, right, Dan? The ability for the bigger quarterbacks to throw with people hanging around them. I can't step into this throw, but I still am big enough and strong enough to throw a 20-yard out route. So I always lean towards that. But then when you break down C.J. Stroud, like I guess I was a little blown away by the fact of, one, his decision-making is borderline flawless. I think it's about as good as I've seen, other than maybe Joe Burrow. He's the only guy I would maybe give the edge to as far as that department. And then throwing the football, mechanics are flawless, and it's not like it's dink and dunk and screens and all that type of stuff, Dan. It's one 15 and 20 and 25 yard throw after another, you know, and of course, I think the movement is underrated a little bit. There's still some untapped potential in this kid. So yeah, he's clearly number one for me. And I would be shocked if more people don't see it that way as the NFL evaluators continue to go through the process.
We're trying to evaluate Ohio State quarterbacks and Alabama quarterbacks because of their receivers. Right. Ohio State has become wide receiver U.
Yeah.
And how does that factor in when you're looking at C.J. Stroud going, he's got some of the best wide receivers in college football?
Sure. Sure. No, I mean, I definitely look at that. You know, that was one of the things that even like, you know, with Justin Fields, back to that conversation, you weren't sure about. But, you know, also within that, the offense is a little different than what they ran with Justin Fields. You get to see so many throws and C.J. Stroud play like a professional quarterback with decision making, the concepts down the field, how he moves in the pocket, that, you know, hey, yeah, Dan, there's some guys that are wide open, But you know what happens every time they're wide open? It's on the money, and they keep running, and it's a touchdown. So he takes advantage of that to its utmost. Okay. But as you know, too, there's plenty of plays where coverage is tight. Oh, my gosh. Whoa. Yeah, this is the only guy that's open. This is an NFL window. He's only open by 4 or 5 inches. Boom, strike. I mean, it's one really great throw after another. And he's pretty aggressive in his decision-making, but not crazy aggressive. So, you take all those things into account, but you get to see plenty of, you know, other stuff that's not easy from C.J. Stroud there.
Okay. You're seeing it.
Yeah.
Are other analysts, are other, you know, teams going to see this?
I think so. I like this.
And
to me,
why
this
haven't they seen it, though, Chris? I said, well, all you got to do is put in the Georgia game.
Right. I think, you know, talking heads, the media, the hype around Bryce Young, it is Alabama. He won a Heisman. All that is going to lend itself. Everybody's been told that Bryce Young was the number one pick for a long, long time. You know, and as I said, too, you know, I think NFL evaluators are just really getting into this, where I do think as time goes on, I have a hard time thinking that, yeah, they're going to start going, oh, no, C.J. Stroud is clearly number one. You know, and this isn't, to me, this isn't like a Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence, ooh, it's so close, I'm nitpicky, or I'm trying to be, you know, different because I like a strong-arm quarterback or anything like that. No, this dude checks all the boxes. And then, like you said, some of the untapped potential that you see in the Georgia game where you go, ooh, the backyard element, the ability to run, it's there more than he's given it credit for, but that should have been the, you know, the point that drives it home that he can do it just about against anybody.
All right. You brought up Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
You liked him more than Trevor Lawrence.
I did, right.
Do you still like him more than Trevor Lawrence?
Well, of course not. I mean, how do you do that? Trevor Lawrence has entered the top five quarterbacks in football conversation. Now, again, I'm not saying this is over. That's the other thing, too. I mean, after year one, I was looking like, hey, Zach Wilson was the better quarterback. Chris Sims was right. Year two, yeah, negative ghostwriter, certainly. And again, Dan, I think you know me well enough. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. I'm not going to sit here and try to re-justify myself 74 different times here.
Oh, I know.
So, Trevor Lawrence right now is on a skyrocket to superstardom, really.
But see, what I get nervous about the one-and-done quarterbacks. Zach Wilson was a one-and-done quarterback where they do one thing, they do it for 1 year, whereas I got to see a body of work. The sample size was larger with Trevor Lawrence and some of these other quarterbacks. It's just, and you have more available that you can critique and analyze. Zach Wilson had one, I think, really tough game, and that was Coastal Carolina. He didn't look good.
Yeah. No, I listen, you're right. That's experience. And, you know, what I think is, I look at it, one, I don't love his throwing motion, his mechanics. There's real, like, flaws that are tangible there that lead to inconsistencies. You know, you take his 10 or 15 best throws, Dan, and you go, oh, my gosh, that's as good as anybody on the planet. But, you know, then you could see 10 or 15 throws in that same game and go, damn, he's better than that. How does he miss that? Or why did the ball leave his hand like that? So decision-making wasn't the best, consistency in throwing, mechanics. I thought he was the worst in the pocket out of all the quarterbacks that are in that top conversation, you know. And then, you know, his ability to run is really probably least out of all the quarterbacks there. So, yeah, I'm a little more down on him, I guess, than the rest of the public.
I like DTR.
I don't get the DTR thing. I don't get it, Dan. I turned it on and I went, wait, does this guy, did he get arrested? Is he selling drugs on the corner at one point? I don't understand.
If he played at Alabama,
right,
and you put Bryce Young at UCLA, then we would be talking about Dorian Thompson, right?
Yeah, you see, you're starting to think like me here. That's exactly. So I'm sitting there going, wait, he's 4 inches taller than Bryce Young. He's faster than Bryce Young. He has a stronger arm than Bryce Young, but we're talking about him as a 6th-round pick? That it makes no sense. I don't get it. He played in a good system. You get to see decisions. He plays the quarterback position the right way. Yeah, he's a little frail. He plays smaller than his 6'2 frame. He can have a little bit of a wind up and a motion, but damn, those are minor things. Somebody's going to get a steal with DTR. I'm really interested to see where he ends up falling in this draft when it's all said and done, Dan.
What did you think of Jordan Love?
Yeah, I liked Jordan Love's potential, right? I at first was kind of like, ooh, I think I might like Jordan Love a little bit better than Tua. But as I started to dive into it a little bit, I just started to go, man, you know, a little too raw, has to fix some things decision-making wise, and even his throwing was a little all over the place.
But you had Jordan Love ranked above Tua. And
I did.
You had Burrow, Herbert, Jordan Love, Tua, Jacob Eason.
I did. And I switched, I think, you know, I rarely switch, you know that, but like about 2 weeks before the draft, I switched Tua and Jordan Love. And I just went, you know what? I'm a little too in love with the Jordan Love potential, and the reality of the situation is there's some things he needs to fix. So that's where I kind of readjusted that. But, hey, we saw a little last year. He's an athlete. He's got some size, and his arm, you know, he's fixed a few of those mechanics, and he's got a chance here to be something. So I'm excited for his opportunity this year.
Explain to me why there's no market for Lamar Jackson and why – it felt like every team sent out an email blast at the same time to say we're not interested in Lamar Jackson. And I'm not supposed to read into collusion that they don't want to. If you give him the same contract as Deshaun Watson, you've opened the door for the Bengals and the Chargers and the Eagles that they may have to eat that as well.
Yeah, it's a deep subject. You know, one, the teams releasing those type of statements, first off, they were asked by people's members in the media because it was, oh, wait, he's franchised. Let me call a team that doesn't have quarterback. Hey, do you want Lamar Jackson? So they were compelled to kind of make
a statement. But it came out all at once.
I know. It looks weird. I get it. But that's what everybody did. If you got to look at it, some certain beat writers connected with the team, as soon as they saw the non-exclusive franchise tag, they called their team and got a quote from it. You know, I don't think this is different than Kaepernick or some of the other ones. Lamar's loved in the NFL. I don't think this is like one where the owners called each other up and are like, hey, we don't want Lamar to get paid.
No, they know though, Chris. They've already had this discussion with Deshaun Watson.
They didn't even have to have the discussion. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Would you sign him? Let's say you're the Colts.
Right. I would think about it seriously. Yeah, I would. You know, the Colts are one team that I look at. And if, you know, hey, you're looking to get a pocket passing quarterback, I don't know. You might not be comfortable with one that's left with you at number four. Right? Lamar Jackson can do it all. I'm sick of everybody kind of saying, oh, he needs to be in a certain offense. Wait, we know he can run. We got that. He can sit in the pocket and throw the ball with the best of them. So, yes, I would think that. But I think it's all the other stuff, too, that doesn't help him out. Being injured the last 2 years at the end of the year. Yeah. You know, tons of missed practices over the years because of illnesses or whatever else. The style of play, which is physical. And then I think also the headache and the perception that's out there that Lamar can't get a deal done. And if he's happy and we get him and we sign him and then he's not happy with the deal 2 or 3 years down the road, oh, crap, we're right back into the same boat of we can't get him done. We can't get the details hashed out. He's not happy. So I think there's things like that that are more hurting Lamar rather than the player or the person. And that's where it stinks he doesn't have an agent to kind of get his message out there.
He needs Odell Beckham Jr. as his agent because nobody gets more talk, whispers, rumors, speculation than OBJ. Let me ask you, who has a bigger impact, Baker Mayfield to the Bucs or Garoppolo to the Raiders?
Ooh, they're both good there. I'll say Garoppolo to the Raiders. The Raiders. I guess, you know, what I look at there is he knows that system.
Well, do I put Derek Carr in there as well? If I put Carr to the Saints, Garoppolo to the Raiders, and maybe it's not fair to Baker going to the Bucs because they may not be as good.
That's where I was leaning.
Okay.
It's just the Bucs are, I think, in a little bit of a rebuild phase here. And that's why I was going to favor the Garoppolo situation, the familiarity with McDaniels. You do have you know, a pretty good trio in receivers as far as Devontae Adams, Renfro, Jacoby Myers. You got one of the best running backs in football. So that's the positive. But Derek Carr, that's one, like, for real, Dan, you're right about that. That team, that still top five-ish, 10-ish, that O-line is still good. And now you couple Michael Thomas coming back with Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, and Kamara still got a little tread on the tires. Like, they can be a player when this is all said and done. I like that move by Derek Carr and the Saints.
All right, I'll leave you with this. Right now, Cam Newton could be a starting quarterback, a respectable backup quarterback, a good TV analyst.
I'd probably go with good TV analyst, okay? I don't think he's not a starting quarterback, and I don't think Cam Newton is made to be a backup. Not to say he can't, but I've always felt, and I've always said this, that he's a guy that needs reps and throw in and rhythm. He's not your ideal. Let's just pluck him off the bench in week 10 and he'll get hit the ground running. That's not what he is. Plus, as a backup, as you know, he's a polarizing figure. He's a natural leader. Guys gravitate towards him in the locker room. He's built like a Greek god. It can be a little bit threatening to a starter when Cam Newton's walking around as a backup. TV, million-dollar smile, great personality, charisma. Hope he doesn't steal my job.
Good to talk to you. Thanks as always.
Amen.
All right.
Oh, always. Chris, say hi to the guys.
Chris Sims.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Tom Izzo, Michigan State head coach. He's been to 8 Final Fours in his career. The other 15 coaches left in the Sweet 16 have a combined total of 7 Final Fours. In other words, Coach Izzo's been around a long, long time. I thought I was able to outlast, you know, all of these guys. You know, Coach K is gone, and Roy Williams is gone, Boeheim is gone, and there you go. You won't leave, Tom. Congratulations. You've done it again.
Yeah, like a bad habit, man. I'm still here, Dan, but so are you. So I guess we're in this together.
Yeah, we shouldn't be surprised But are you surprised that you're in the Sweet 16?
You know, it's been a funny year. I like my team the whole year, and that doesn't normally happen. You know, we had a bunch of injuries early. Two starters were out for quite a while, and as we started getting one of them back, I said, you know, this team, we got some experience. We got some guys that started playing well. Our guards, you know, Hogarth and Tyson Walker and Jaden Akins have really started to play well together. We started shooting it better. And am I surprised? Not totally, but I thought the team we beat in Marquette was a really good team, really good, deserving where they were and where they were seated.
How do you coach in the tournament as opposed to how you coach during the regular season?
Well, most of our fans think I golf during the regular season and just kind of sit back and do nothing. And March comes and I like start working or something. That is not true. I can tell you. But, you know, I think one thing that we talked about as a team, we were a very good defensive team early, and we really, the last 3 weeks of the season, didn't play very well at all. And so we kind of recommitted to that and realized that not only at Michigan State, but in tournament play, look at the teams that were left. Marquette, great defensive team. Like in our area now, Kansas State's good. Tennessee's the best defensive team in the country. So defense still wins at this time of year.
You got Kansas State coming up Sweet 16 on Thursday. I started to look around with Boeheim. He said he's felt relieved to step down. Like there was just weight off his shoulder. He said, I had to get motivated to go to practice. Coach K probably went through this. Boeheim talked about name, image, and likeness. Like, this has changed. How much has it changed, though, let's say, in the last 10 years for you in coaching, recruiting, everything that goes into this?
Well, we've had segments. 10 years ago, it really changed because that was the birth of social media and Twitter. And that really created problems for coaches because not only do you take the abuse, but the players take the abuse. And then you have to help them navigate through all the problems. And then, you know, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, COVID, that affected everybody. But they're right. You know, I think Jay Wright's in that group and he's younger, but The NIL and the transfer policy has changed a lot of things, and not me personally, none for the better. And I think a lot of those guys felt the same way. And so I still love my job. I love going to work. I love going to practice. I'm a little questioning my profession right now. I think a lot of guys are, and I don't know what that's going to end up. You know,
what do you mean? What do you mean you're questioning your profession?
Well, I don't like where the profession has gone. I don't like the rules, the changes. I don't think there's anything good about giving so much freedom to an 18-year-old that he can change jobs every hour on the hour. You know, that's just my opinion. And I know that bothers some people, doesn't bother others. But I don't know what people are going to do that they aren't happy one day. They just leave. What are you going to do when you get a real job? You might do the same, but you might have a family to feed at that time. So I think it's created a problem, Dan, of accountability. And to be a real good team, there's got to be some accountability. And it's getting a little harder to do that, but I'm still hanging in there.
Is there a solution?
Well, I think we let it get out of control in the first place. You know, maybe there was some solution. I mean, I'm all for players getting some money, but I'm not all for players, you know, where they say it can't be an enticement in recruiting. I mean, who's kidding who?
Yeah.
I'm also not out for players are spending more time now on their NIL stuff than they are on their game. So they can make a little bit of money now compared to becoming a pro and make a lot of money. So there's issues, but, you know what? I just play by the rules that I'm given and try to do it the best I can do in my way. But I can't say that it's made it easier. In fact, it's made it more difficult. It's made it harder to coach guys. It's almost like we start managing them instead of coaching them. And the day that I got to just manage, I'm getting out.
But, okay, how much money is there for basketball players at Michigan State to divvy up?
Well, there's no real set amount of money, if you want the truth, at any of these schools. But
I thought there was a collective that would have, like, this is the amount of money for the kids this year. There's no cap.
that's kind of, there's no cap. So that's the problem. There's no cap. And, you know, I wouldn't say that we're spending a ton of money on our players, but I would say that we're trying to take care of them the best we can within the rules, if there are any rules anymore. But, you know, kids, I mean, you hear the rumors of the quarterbacks making $8 million and $3 million and guys making $500,000. I think there's a lot of rumors out there that aren't right. Or hell, you'd want to be a basketball or football player again if you could make that kind of money. But
like LeBron James's son,
yep,
is going to, like, what's he worth to a university?
Well, that's the other funny part. You know, there's the collective, and then there's the a guy like LeBron James's son. What is he worth in the social media world? You know, that I have no idea, because I hate the social media, so I don't pay any attention to it. Don't have it, don't care about it, don't want to know about it. If you want the truth.
Are you recruiting LeBron James's son?
You know, we did recruit him a little bit. I talked to LeBron about it at Draymond Green's wedding, if you want the truth. But I don't know, now come to think of it, I don't even know if I'm allowed to tell you that.
Oh,
so I'll probably
no.
get slapped. I might get fined, or maybe they'll suspend me from the NCAA tournament. So we'll just say that there's a player out west that I looked at.
You didn't say his name.
Yeah, you did. That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
You're good. God. I got Steve Kerr in trouble when he was the GM of the Suns, and I joked about, hey, you interested in signing LeBron at the time? And he goes, yeah, we'll give him the mid-level exception or something. And he was joking. David Stern didn't think it was funny, and he fined Steve, I think, $25,000.
Well, you didn't get me in that much trouble, so we'll see.
Hey, well, it's great to talk to you, and have fun on Thursday night. The voice doesn't sound as bad as I thought it was going to.
No, I'm doing good, Dan. I'm really...
You're not yelling as much. Is that what's going on?
No, I keep telling you every year, it's not the yelling. I don't yell anymore. That's illegal now. You'll get lawyers that sue you for yelling at your players. You don't understand the new rules, Dan. We just tell them, would you please guard somebody? Would you please pass it to the right guy? But what it is, in all honesty, it's when you lose sleep. You know, do you ever lose sleep? When you don't sleep, your voice goes.
Okay, have you ever had parents say, I don't like the way you yell at my son?
Of course.
And what do you say?
I say, what would you do if you skipped class 15 times in a month? I never get a good answer either,
yeah,
if you want the truth. It's all good. You know what? And all kidding aside, whatever the rules are, we'll abide by them. But I hope we don't lose a lot more good coaches because of this, because there's some really good people that are trying to help kids. And there's some other people that are trying to expose kids, if you ask me. And we'll find a happy medium. But right now it's the NCAA tournament. We're in the Sweet 16. And I'm hoping I'm talking to you next week, because we're moving on. How's that?
Good to talk to you, Coach. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dan.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. John Smoltz joins us now. John, who's played golf with Michael Jordan, probably lost money to Michael Jordan. Have you ever taken money from Michael Jordan on the golf course?
Oh, yeah. This greatest competitor of all time. What you don't do is you don't talk trash. You just play possum. You don't try to be anything other than just go about your business. And at the end of the day, hopefully you beat them. But if you talk trash, if you get them riled up, similar to Tiger, you're going to lose.
Have you seen that happen?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Funny story. First time I ever played him, he was still playing in the big league. Or I was still playing in the big leagues. He was still playing in the NBA. We played in Chicago on a 38-degree day, and I had no resume. We were the only ones on the course. And he had a putt for, I don't know, 25 feet for birdie on the last hole. If he makes it and I miss my seven-footer, he wins. And he stands up over the putt, and, like, he lines it up, and then he steps back, and he goes – he rattles off his resume as if this is no big deal. You know, won three MVPs, whatever it was at the time, is impressive. And then he made the putt. And I'm like, well, now what do I do? I stand over my putt and I go, we lost 100 games 2 years in a row. I had nothing to go to. Luckily, I made my putt. But I realized just even the time spent with him over the years and Tiger, there's just such a different level. And you get intimidated just hearing when somebody can kind of quote or say all that their resume kind of speaks to.
All right, help me understand tonight. You got Japan against the United States. I would think this is the matchup that you want if you're Fox. Tell us what to look forward to tonight.
Well, you're seeing one of the most complete teams in Team Japan, from the first person on the roster to Shohei Ohtani. I'm amazed by their discipline, the way they go about their game. They all wear the same suits, the same shirt, and the same tie. Like, everything is about unison and the fact that everything they do has a reason and a structure behind it. No different than that game last night. They were able to come back because they didn't waver or play or get outside their game. So you're going to see 1 through 9 have a complete approach at the plate, unlike anything or any roster that we put together, because the style of baseball is different in the U.S. We have more swing and miss, more homer type guys, and our lineup is stud lineup. But that's what you're going to see. You're going to see Darvish, kind of a good thing for the Team USA that they know that pitcher.
Yeah.
Even as good as he is, it helps their lineup be familiar with the kind of stuff they're going to see. And then I got this sneaky suspicion that maybe late in the game, if Team Japan is up, you may see Shohei Ohtani close it out. And would it be something more than theater that if Shohei Ohtani, with two outs and a runner on, is facing Mike Trout, for the chance to win the WBC either way would be pretty incredible if it actually happens.
Help us understand Roki Sasaki, the 21-year-old. How good is he, and what's the destination or time destination for him to end up in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, it's interesting. Everyone's saying anywhere between 3 and 6 years based on the protocols that they have over in Japan. He is dynamic. I mean, they're talking about ahead of Ohtani and his pitching, and we all know what Ohtani's doing as a pitcher. His ability to throw a fastball free and easy and repeat his mechanics and that split finger, he didn't even throw his slider or curveball. And I'm not blown away by too many hyped up moments. I've had the Strasburg moment. And he lived up to that hype that night. He struck out 14. And, of course, his career has been, unfortunately, undone by injuries. But this kid is special. And so there were 64 scouts. Now, that number doesn't make sense to me. There's 30 teams. Do I really need two from every team? But there were 64 people watching him pitch last night.
But why 3 to 6 years, John?
The posting for certain teams, I learned to understand, is 6 years before you can post, unless the request is granted by the player and or the club, and then it's a lot less the player can make. There's all kinds of different rules for the posting. Now, Shohei Ohtani and Darvish had their posting was so great that the Japanese built a basically new, brand new stadium over there because of the posting that comes to them. So they understand eventually he's going to go. It really is an individual choice and, of course, club control over the time frame.
How big is the WBC, and can you see where we're not waiting 4 years?
Well, you know, there's so much conversation around what the Team USA hasn't had on their roster in the past, and it's starting to be filled up a little bit better. There's some restrictions, of course, that the conversation always goes like this. Look, if your mindset, you come to spring training, you think you're going to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. But we have players get hurt in spring training all the time, and we don't really notice it. But if somebody gets hurt in the WBC, we bang the drum, and it's got to be canceled. So there's got to be this understanding from the clubs and USA Baseball Federation that the more stars we have, the better it is. And those countries are starting to showcase their stars and getting to a point where now that's why the excitement is the way it is. And it's played out. With Mike Trout playing, and he had guarantee of, from everything I've heard, he's going to spread the word wherever he goes to any player in the big leagues saying, you want to be part of this. That's going to help the future of WBC gain more and more attraction, because this has been an epic one. This has been one that everyone's been waiting for a long time.
Have fun tonight, John. Great to talk to you.
My pleasure. Go Spartans.
That's John Smoltz, Hall of Famer.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.